Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing?
Weather's getting a little better.
Finally. I had to sneak over the pass Saturday night, take my son to a hockey game, but a little bit of snow there. But I got to tell you, it's great to be on the east side now and not have the snow over here. So feeling good about that. And so are the buyers and sellers. I can tell you what. Yeah, people are out in droves. And so we're looking, we're writing contracts, and it's busy.
Good.
As always, our in-house resident lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow with Home Street. Mike, how are you doing?
You're right about the buyers and sellers. It's definitely picked up. As soon as that fireball in the sky showed itself, everything's picking up.
Absolutely. We've totally noticed that. So we always like to start off the show with kind of a crazy celebrity real estate story. So a couple things. I said I was combining news stories, as I always kind of look for these and find. And I said, okay, we had a little... let's just call it change of position with the National Security Advisor. We've also had some controversy about Holmes, maybe Trump calling the Mar-a-Lago the Southern White House and a few other things. So I said, let's see if we can find, maybe they just need a new meeting place to hold their national security meetings. So I looked up, and there's a listing, and I say it's a home. It's actually an island. It's called Tavern Island in Connecticut, and this place is absolutely insane. A historic compound, six bedrooms, six baths in the main house, a guest cottage, a tea house with a meeting room, plus a bedroom, and there's also a pool and a deep water dock. I mean, so this, all of this on your very own island. And, you know, it would only be $11 million. So no problem. Drop in the bucket there, Denslow. So that's kind of our crazy listing of the week. We always like to temper that with some actual real news. Really interesting. From time to time, you'll hear me quote Elliot Eisenberg, PhD economist, on the show. And this week's economics tidbit is that last month's existing home sales were absolutely hot. They hit a rate of 5.69, an adjusted rate of 5.69 million sales for the year. That is the best level of home sales we've seen since February of 07, so 10 years ago.
Wow.
And remarkably, this came with an inventory level of only 1.69 units. So nationally, we've talked about inventory locally here. Nationally, we're seeing that exact same trend. That's only 3.6 months supply at the current sales place. And that is the lowest level that we've seen this century. So absolutely crazy numbers there. Inventory has fallen year over year for 20 straight months. Inventory has been decreasing. And not shockingly, supply and demand, supply goes down, demand goes up. Median priced home is up 7.1% from last January. So, you know, we've talked about recoveries and recession rates, but 7.1% on a national level. He ends the quote by saying, please, more home building. And that's all he left it at.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's how you solve that problem. You build more.
Yeah. So you'll see in these bigger markets, you'll see some of the nationals, Horton, KB Home, some of these bigger ones. You'll see them really kind of crank up their game. I was down, I think I mentioned on the air, I was down in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. You've got Mattamy, some Canadian national builders that are down also building in the bigger metro markets. So you're going to see a lot of increased activity there. We've talked about on the show our local building permits being up and that same type of construction activity going on here in Tri-Cities. So So really interesting. Sometimes Tri-Cities goes opposite the national data. And over the last couple of years, we've really seen it follow that national trend real close. So good to look at that housing data and compare to our local market. Since we had that housing data and that theme, as we prepare for the show, we always like to take what's going on with our agencies and in our local market and how that relates to our show topic. And we just went over those numbers, the increases in the amount of home building, the new construction sales, and our inventory is still low. 2 days ago, I had ran the numbers. We're still looking at only 455 active homes listed right now on the market. So still low inventory. And what happens in that environment is a lot of people turn to new construction. And the next thing that happens in that environment is a lot of people out there and customers, they might be looking with a real estate agent and they might have looked at seven or eight homes and existing homes and then gone by and seen an open house on the weekend and gone through a model home and then not even really thinking about it, write up a contract with that builder directly without their agent that they've been looking at homes on that new construction home. So I really wanted to kind of bring the topic to the forefront of today of why you might need a buyer's agent in that new construction environment. And coming off of the home show last weekend, I know a lot of people were out there and visiting different builders and trying to make those decisions. The number one thing that I wrote down in the beginning is a lot of times what a good buyer's agent can do and a good representative can do is number one, help you find a reputable builder. Because what's going to happen, folks, in this environment right now, as we talked about the need for more inventory, the builders are busy. And they're swamped. And so what's going to happen is to meet that demand, you're going to see a lot of newer companies pop up. And you're going to see all of a sudden a new truck and a new sign and a new name. And they could be building the house, but maybe they don't have that track record yet. Maybe there's some things that need to be looked into about licenses and where they've built and references. And you, as a consumer, might not know that unless you have an agent helping you make that decision. Also, based upon your needs, maybe time frame, maybe upgrades, maybe finish work is really important to you. Based upon your needs, maybe square footage is more important than finish work. So when you're making those decisions, a good buyer's agent can help you consider which builders are going to give you the best bang for your buck based upon that criteria that you're looking at. And they're not all the same. A lot of them have specialties in different areas. Like I said, specialties in size and maybe specialties in finish work. And so matching the client up with the right reputable builder can be a big deal. Also, agents will be very good about knowing which builders tend to stick to their construction schedules and finish on time, because you can run into a lot of things that pop up with leases. Maybe you have a 6-month lease and then it's more expensive to go to a month-to-month lease, or maybe you can't convert to a month-to-month lease. So if time becomes a big issue for you, that's something you're really going to need to be looking into and having a buyer's agent go to bat for you. And actually, I wrote that down as the number two tip of if you go and you sign up directly with a builder or directly with a builder's rep. In that instance, when you're in that model home, that agent in general that's working there represents that builder. And so they have some agency obligations, some legal agency obligations of representing that builder's best interest and maybe not necessarily the buyer's best interest. So the buyer's agent can go to bat for you. When you're in a new construction build, it's a lot different in resale. You find a house. What's there is there. You're doing some evaluation. You might have a 35 to 45 day sales cycle on that resale house, where now you're going to have a 180 day cycle in the new construction. And generally what I find that happens is the longer something is under contract, it's not the more chances for things to go great happens. It's what could possibly go wrong in that scenario. And having somebody guide you through that, we're talking about selections, layout of the house, subcontractors that certain builders are using, potential construction delays with weather, and then how you're communicating and relating that to your lender is also a big, big difference there compared to resale. So we're looking at a lot more involvement, a lot more chances of decision making to happen there. And it starts all the way back at timing for permits. A lot of times we're spending follow up. And I can tell you right now, with the increased amount of permits, it's not just the builders that are potentially having a delay there. The cities are also having to staff up and handle the increased amount of building and permits also. So there's definitely a lot of factors to consider when you're looking at that. And how this came about and the subject for this show is that there's really a pendulum of control right now. And one of the things that happens is when you're in a low inventory market, there's not a lot of choices out there. You as a builder, and it's like supply and demand. Right now, the builders have a lot of latitude to make some decisions. We've seen builders that a lot of times normally would do a lot of pre-sales in a neighborhood where you get to pick your selections and pick your colors. It's faster and easier for those builders just to build spec homes, pick everything themselves, and then put the for sale sign up when they're done, because they've now limited the amount of interaction they have to do with a client. They're not having to take time to make those extra decisions or pay an additional staff member to make those decisions. But because of the low inventory market, those homes are still selling. So that's a luxury right now that they can be doing. So if you're looking at needing to make changes or be placed somewhere where you can make changes or be with a builder that's doing that, these are additional factors that you have to consider. There's also an opportunity right now because, like I said, there's delays. And there's more risk for a builder when there's more delays. One of the ways they can mitigate that risk is they can take increased earnest money. Maybe they used to start a house with only taking $3,000 net down, but now because of demand, they can take $9,000, require $9,000 down to start the house to limit their risk, because now instead of only being out the money for 4 months and there's a lot of people available, now there's a shortage of workers. It's longer to get the permits. It's the weather. There were delays. Now they need $9,000 to run that risk. If you don't have an agent there helping you make those decisions, you don't know if that's normal for what's happening right now, or if potentially you're in a bad situation and getting taken advantage of. So a lot of options just in those first 3 points on what can happen, why you need representation in a new construction buying experience. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Mike Denslow at Home Street about lending, what he's seeing right now, and what's going on in his world.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking today about purchasing new construction. We've talked about some of the lower inventory. We went over some national numbers. And right now, as we come into that time of year and that spring market and a lot of buyers out there trying to decide, the new construction market in Tri-Cities is booming right now. There's more lots becoming available. Builders are trying to meet the current demand that's here. So we went over a couple of the reasons why you need an agent in your corner, even when you're purchasing new construction directly from a builder. One of the big pieces of that happens is the communication between that agent, the client, and their lender. So I'm going to turn it over to Mike Denslow at Home Street, and you can talk a little bit about some of the things you consider, because I know you see a lot of construction on your side of things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We did a little over 1,000 purchase loans last year, and 25% of them were new construction.
So a lot. Yes, absolutely.
That's a lot of new construction. I would say the most important thing is it's never too early to have that first conversation. Oh, I'm thinking about building, you know. I get people in early just to chat numbers. How much are you talking about? What are you thinking about putting down? If the rates change by 0.25% or 0.5%, that's how it would affect your payment. Just everything and anything that could come up that I've seen in my 14 years of doing this. And then get them pre-approved if they want to at that point. But more importantly, just educate them on the importance of extended locks, about locking in their rate so they're not worried about rates. I mean, there's all the doomsdayers. They're saying rates are going to go here or here. Well, nobody knows until it happens. So, but to protect yourself, some people that sleep at night need to know that their rate is locked. And so we want to get your rate locked in. We want to go over all the options of the float downs at the end if the rates get better. There's a lot to it, and just starting that conversation early. The second thing is I'm involved with the Parade of Homes, and that is what we do in this area for our builders is amazing with our parade. And we've got so many good builders. I mean, I've been to other parades in other cities, and what we do here is we get about 12,000 people out to go see these homes with the chefs on parade and with the actual weekend and then the following Wednesday and then the following weekend with the parade. It's just there's so much going on there in September. It's just awesome.
That's fantastic. And like you said, you know, here we've had home builders do the just last weekend, the Home and Garden Show, opportunity to see builders, see what's showcased. And then also here we're going to come in the fall and have Parade of Homes. So same type of thing where you get a chance to see a lot of the local talent.
Yeah, the local HBA does a lot for our community and for our local builders. And they're represented very well.
Now, when people are looking at new construction and they're doing that, how far out can you lock in new construction?
Well, it depends. I mean, with us, you can lock up to 9 months.
Okay, gotcha.
And that would be, you know, kind of in a custom scenario, I would think. I mean, the key is knowing when that home is going to be done.
So right.
You know that the lock covers through that time. So the majority of time, I'm doing 4 months locks with the builders, the production builders we have in town. Pretty much all of them are going to be able to build a house from studs up to completed in 4 months.
Absolutely.
So, but again, that's all part of that initial consultation to talk about all the different things that could happen and being okay with, well, if we do it like this, then,
yep.
You know. And education, that's a big thing with me, is educating them as to everything, you know, that they have available to them, and then them making decisions.
Awesome, Mike. Well, we really appreciate it. I also know the last week or two you've done a bunch of pre-approvals and help with our clients. There was a couple deals I know that you definitely picked up at the end where we'll just say a nameless animal on TV had been representing mortgages, and it was potentially a better opportunity to have a human being here helping with that. So
yeah, local versus national makes a big difference.
So thank you to your team for a couple saves there on some clients. We really appreciate it. We always like to get in, before I run out of time with the great topics that we have, a pick three. And we've got some great new listings. Like I said, the market's been hungry for these, but brand new on the market, 4403 Artesia Drive in Pasco. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home, corner lot, West Pasco location, formal model home. So it's got hardwood entry, open layout, gas fireplace, big kitchen with tile floors, island, breakfast bar, stainless steel appliances. You're getting all of this, a fully fenced backyard, and that's coming in at $265,000.
Wow.
So great value there in West Pasco. I don't expect that to last through the weekend. Pick number two. Now, this is Schumann Lane in Pasco. This is just under 0.4 of an acre. an amazing lot that has river views and instant access to the walking biking trails at Chiawana Park. You can build your custom dream home in this quiet West Pasco neighborhood right at the west end of Chiawana Park. Beautiful, beautiful views year-round. And that lot, to get that type of river view, we're coming in at $200,000 on that, just listed. So I know somebody's going to put a very high-end, beautiful home on that lot. Pick number three, 4901 West 24th in Kennewick. This is a four-bedroom, four-bath, plus a den, West Kennewick location, 2,800 square feet, updated wood flooring through the formal dining hallway and kitchen, sunken living room with gas fireplace, big spacious kitchen, huge master suite on the main level, which a lot of people on those bigger homes are always trying to find the master on the main, three roomy bedrooms and two bathrooms on the upper level, large fully fenced backyard here also, mature landscaping, great, great location, and that's coming in that Kennewick location at $329,900. So I honestly think I'll be back here next week and all three of those pick threes will be gone. So if you have any questions about that, please go to kenmoreteam.com. You can shoot us a quick message and we would love to help you out with that. Back to our topic of having realtor representation, even when you're buying new construction through a builder. Number four reason that we had put down here to talk about is assisting with the negotiations. This is where buyer agents really have that rapport with builders and site agents, and they know what they can do to get you the best bang for your buck. Because a lot of times, there's some areas where a builder won't budge at all. And then what happens is there might be some areas where you're more likely to get some help from the builder. One of the things that builders are trying to do is, say if they're building in a 40-lot subdivision, and you come in and it's the sixth house in that subdivision and you're just trying to get a deal. You're like, I want, no matter what, I want $2,000 off the price and I'll buy that house. And you can't understand why the builder won't budge on that $2,000. But maybe they'll throw in some extra cement or maybe they'll widen the driveway. Well, one of the big reasons that happens is that builder's trying to maintain consistent pricing in that development. If they're building 40 lots and it's public record when that home closes in the assessor's office, if the next 5 buyers or 10 buyers or let's say all 40 see that somebody got $2,000 off the base price of that house, all of a sudden that builder, it's not that $2,000, and that's why the builder is so adamant about it. It's not that $2,000 that they might have just cost themselves. It's $2,000 times 40 lots. They might have just cost themselves $80,000. So you've got to kind of know how to approach the builders with a win-win situation that helps there. And that negotiation is helped by a buyer's agent that's been in those situations, knows how to work with the client on that. The other thing that they're good at doing is a good buyer's agent can help you realize which upgrades are going to add value to the house. And so one of the things that can happen, for instance, is maybe you're looking at a third bay garage versus a two bay garage. And that upgrade is $10,000 from the builder. An agent can go through and explain to you how big of a deal that could be in the resale market.
Yeah, absolutely, Lance. I see it on appraisals down the road. And a house with a 3-car garage is going to appraise for more, considerably more than the amount that it costs to put it in.
You're exactly right. And for instance, Mike brings up a great point. Someone might want to put in wainscoting on all the walls and do this amazing custom den with built-ins and then add some extra tile in the master shower, and but not do the third bay garage. Well, their appraisal comes in and they did $18,000 of upgrades, but because the basics stayed the same, maybe the appraiser only bumps the price $3,000. Whereas where it'd be really hard to ignore a big structural change like a third car garage or maybe a covered patio that's standard in a neighbor that has a lot of them. So your agent can really help you determine which upgrades are going to help us with value and which ones are going to potentially get us into an appraisal issue. And the danger, Mike, of the house not appraising in new construction is what?
Well, the client gets to come in with the difference.
He's laughing, but he does not like those situations.
No.
And that's what happens is, yeah, when you're basing your, you know, you say you're putting 20% down and that's based upon an appraisal and it does not, that appraisal comes in low, but you've already paid for all of those upgrades, you're going to have to make up that difference.
Yeah, it's different with resale when you're negotiating with somebody and that house doesn't appraise, then that's one thing. But when you've made the choices to put it into the house to drive up that price and it doesn't appraise, then that's pretty much on you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So it's a balancing act, and you have to know which upgrades you're going to be paying cash for out of pocket. You have to balance that with the amount of cash you have for your down payment. And so really having an agent in your corner that's helping you make those decisions from a resale perspective, from an appraisal perspective, makes a big difference. So those are the big keys. Remember, if you're out there looking, you've looked at resale homes, you might switch things up a little bit, decide on new construction. Remember to loop your agent into that conversation. If you have any questions about evaluating the builders or the contractors that you might have seen at the home show or around in town, please go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. We'd be glad to help. Mike, on your side of things, to talk about new construction, to talk about that situation with lending, how can people get a hold of you?
My office line is 572-3651, and my email address is mike.denslow@homestreet.com.
Happy house hunting, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.